By a man with a knife while on patrol in Enfield yesterday afternoon. A man's been arrested. Doctors are warning that laws around physical punishment are unjust and dangerously vague. The Royal College of Paediatrics is calling for smacking to be banned in England and Northern Ireland to help crack down on abuse and clarify some grey areas. There are already outright bans in Scotland and Wales. Professor Andrew Rowland, who's from the college, says there's enough scientific evidence to support a ban.
Children who are physically punished are at higher risk of mental health problems, more than twice as high as somebody who isn't physically punished, and they're actually more than seven times likely to be seriously physically assaulted.
UK inflation has dropped to a 2.5-year low in March. It's been driven down by further easing in food prices. The Office for National Statistics says the rates at which prices are rising in the shops is now 3.2%, down from 3.4%. Our business presenter Ian King says on the face of it, it is good news.
The bad news is that the market was probably looking for a slightly bigger fall than this. The forecast had been for a headline rate of inflation down to 3.1%. It just really reiterates the fact that inflation does not always come down in the way that people expect it to.
Lord Cameron's urged Israel to make smart decisions and not escalate tensions in the Middle East. The Foreign Secretary's meeting with Benjamin Netanyahu to discuss the Israeli response to an Iranian air attack and the release of hostages held by Hamas. There's been a slowdown in the rate at which average UK house prices are falling. The Office for National Statistics says they dropped by 0.2% in the year to February. And French firm Vinci has struck a £1.27 billion deal to buy a stake in Edinburgh Airport. Global Infrastructure Partners has agreed to sell a 50% stake. That's the latest. I'm Barry Weir.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM. We'll be right back.
listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM here a little bit later, a couple of minutes, just literally got in the door. Oh, what a traffic jam there is. I'll be telling you about it in a second, but that is a Mum Ra with Washout. Very good morning. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM here with Eat My Brunch between 10 and 1. Thanks to Mikey Porter for the last 3 hours of broadcasting brilliance with The Breakfast Show. He'll be back to do it all over again tomorrow morning. You got me for the next couple of hours. It's a guest-free zone today, so it's just me, you and the music and some chat. I've just spoken to my mate over in Dubai, and you can see it in the papers at the moment. The rain is absolutely tipping it down. Now, over in Dubai, they do this thing where they fire up, I don't know, whatever it is, into the clouds to cause rain. This isn't due to this. This is a kind of like a... well, it's just one of those one-off things that happens every, 100 years, apparently, somebody said. But anyway, the rain is literally coming through. There's cars floating around in the underpasses. The airport is absolutely chock-a-block. People can't leave at the moment. Floods are causing chaos everywhere. It's had a year and a half's rain fell in one day. People are at work, not going to work. They're staying in their, hotels, houses. A lot of the people have got the houses there. They flooded. And the other thing is that the hotel where my friend is staying, there's water coming in through the windows. Because over there they don't have to, it's normally sunny. So he said things like roofs and windows are sometimes not done to the standards we would have over here, which means the rain just comes through. Because normally you get a little bit of hot air coming through because it is so warm out there. But it just looks absolutely awful. And it's the damage, you see. The other thing is people have been trying to drive in their cars and, it's terrible. Wow. So, people are trying to leave at the moment, and I think the airports are all flooded and everything like that. So, because you've just had Ramadan, haven't you, last Friday would have been the end and the big celebration. And, people probably still coming back this week as well. It's very busy over that period for families and people getting together. So, looks bad. Now, here is not too bad. You've got a little bit of sunshine today, which is good. We'll do the weather in a minute. And also, Victoria Beckham. She is 50 today. Did you know that? 50 years old. She don't look 50. I don't know what it means to look 50 anymore. I mean, my aunts, when I was a kid, they were probably 45, but they looked about 90. People dress differently. So now it's quite difficult, I think, to tell people's ages. And also because people just, we just dress differently. Even people in their 70s, 80s, 90s, people don't look the same. People used to look old, and now, you don't. I mean, you can tell if somebody's in their 40s, 50s, 60s, and you can look well, like Jennifer Aniston is. I mean, she's 55, she looks incredible, but she actually worked really hard at that. A bit like J-Lo, they work very hard at it. And the guys, whether you've got people like Keanu Reeves, you have to watch what they eat. They can't go absolutely mad with stuff. But the rest of us, we don't have to worry about that, do we? Only until we have to go on the beach, probably. And then But even now, you can get much. Well, I've been watching on TikTok. There's loads of big size swimming costumes and bikinis now, where they never used to be, and they used to be a fortune. And they've got this really nice swimming costume at the moment, which I think goes up to size 18, possibly 20. A lot of them go up to a size 26 and 30s and that sort of thing. And it's lovely, and it's only like 10 quid. I was like, oh my god. if you look anywhere else for swimming costumes, especially if you're on the bigger side, you're looking at 50 quid. I'll never forget the one that I wore on holiday, probably about 8 years ago. But I'd had this swimming costume for years, and I'd been wearing it for the whole week. And I'd look to myself and go, well, it doesn't look too bad. It was like a sports swimming costume. And then one day I happened to turn round, and the bum was sheer, because part of the, I didn't know the material had worn away, and you could see my bum. See my bum. And I said to my mate, I said, did you know? He said, oh, I thought that's part of the design. He went, what, to flash my buttocks? You see the crack of my backside? So I wore shorts with that for the rest of the holiday. Yeah, anyway. Moving swiftly on, we did say it was Posh Spice's or Victoria Beckham's 50th birthday. So I thought we'd have a bit of Spice Girls kick off the show. Plus, we've got some Amy Baker. We've also got some JoJo Man Band and Hypnotist featuring Colin as well. That's a song we're going to be playing too. And I'll have a little dive into the music banks. I'm going to make myself a cup of coffee, get myself nice and relaxed, and we'll be back with some weather and some traffic right after this. Here's Spice Girls, Say You'll Be There. She's doing DJing, did you know?
Yeah.
She was always the edgy one of the Spice Girls, although Emma Bunton did an album, and that was fantastic. Probably about 20-odd years ago now, beautifully produced. It was amazing. All right, let's check out the weather and then the traffic and travel.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
All right, let's have a look for the weather today. It's not looking too bad out there. Feeling a little bit colder though, 11 degrees, light rain showers and a moderate breeze. And chances of rain, let's have a look, not like Dubai. At 2 o'clock onwards, there's about a 30% chance of rain up until about 10 o'clock tonight. So you might miss it, you might not.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Right, let's look at the traffic and travel.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
now around Brook Street roundabout is murder, in fact. Coming off on the slip road from the M25 coming from Lakeside and getting onto the roundabout and then trying to get off to come off to the Brentwood turnoff is a nightmare at the moment. You've got traffic on the A12 coming down to Brook Street roundabout, which is causing a lot of problems because it's blocking the road as well. So the roundabout is very blocked at the moment. It's just horrendous. So just avoid it if you can. Otherwise, you're going to get caught in a bit of a... takes about 5 minutes to get round the roundabout if you're trying to get off at Brook Street roundabout because of the sheer weight of traffic. Heading up the... once you get onto the A12, it's not too bad. That's fine. As you head up, don't forget you've got the roadworks, 41-hour speed restrictions, which are ongoing on the A12 as you get to Junction 13 and 16. The turn-off for Chelmsford there, you won't be able to go that turn-off. You have to go down to Gallywood, and there might be some nighttime closures and more diversions in operation. The other thing you've got is some temporary traffic lights on the A128 Brentwood Road. That's both ways near Button Farm. Yeah, this morning, I see the thing is people think you're trying to come in, but I was trying to come off of the M25 from Lakeside. So you go down and then you stay on the inside lane. And as you come round, you go off onto the outside lane or try and get in the middle lane. And it was solid traffic. So you can't. So then you're trying to cut in and people are like, and you know, when I'm making that noise, people are like, just let me in. I'm just trying to get off at Brook Street. I'm not trying to, you know, cut in or cut corners or anything. That it makes me really stressed. I hate it when you're stuck and you know that you, I mean, I could go over in the middle lane, but I should be on the inside side lane. But as I came round the roundabout, that was absolutely solid, so you couldn't even get on the back of the queue. But then, you know what it's like when you're in a queue and you're on a slip road, and then somebody what I hate is when you're on a slip road, especially on the M25, and then somebody pulls right up to the front to try and cut in and they block off the other lanes. I mean, really, if they've got the cameras up there, people like that should be fined. Get on the back of the queue. I always get on the queue. As soon as I see the queue, I get on the back of the queue. I wouldn't try and cut in because I'd be too frightened of all that traffic coming up behind you. I'm not crazy. Oh, what a link, Michelle. What a link. Here's Charlotte Church. This is Crazy Chick, which I'm not.
I think I'm gonna need some therapy. Oh, babe, I hope you got a PhD. Won't you lay me on your leather couch? I got a lot I need to talk about. I think I'm crazy, think I'm stupid, must have lost my mind. Wonder what I'm thinking, loving you, cause boy, if you were mine, I'd really go insane. You'd be my favorite thing. I go ballistic, yeah, you're making me a crazy chick. You're driving me to insanity.
FM. Is your child struggling to achieve their best in English or maths? At Guided Learning, we want to support your child to be more confident in their learning. If their school says that they're below expectations or not being challenged enough, then face-to-face sessions with our fully qualified teachers can help. Google us at Guided Learning Brentwood to see how we can help your child achieve their best.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytalford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
At the Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Oh, and I broke my glasses this morning. Now, I had a pair of glasses, which, remember, I said my other ones broke, and I'd had them for about 4 years, and they were brilliant. And I bought them from the same company, just a slightly different colour frame. I think they might be a slightly different shape. This morning, I just accidentally dropped them on the floor, and I've dropped my other glasses loads and loads and loads of times on the floor, and this basically cracked the frame, and the lens popped out. Luckily for me, Francesca gave me a pair of her reading glasses, which were a quid, when she came in, because I didn't have any glasses, which I've been using today, because otherwise I can't see my phone. So hopefully, I've written to the company, because the thing is, I know when you know, if you drop stuff on the floor, you know, it's going to possibly break. But the other glasses I had, I used to drop them all the time, and they never, ever broke. And it wasn't actually on a hardwood, not a hardwood floor. It's not, yeah, it is hardwood floor, but it wasn't from a great height. And the lens just went, and it snapped, and then the thing popped out. The lens popped out. So, yeah, I've written to them. I'll see what they say. I mean, they might just say, well, it's just one of those things, you better purchase another pair. But, you know, I'm a bit disappointed. So, luckily, thank you, Francesca, because without Francesca's glasses, I wouldn't be able to see anything. Here's Super Sora's Let You Down. A bit like my glasses.
Sleep while I'm missing you. Messy me, messy me. I'm a little bit of nobody. Nobody knows me like you do. I don't know why I can't get hold of you. If I can hold you, oh God, what we would do. Don't start.
Next is Amy Baker with Spit It Out. Check out the live version of this song she did last week in the studio. It's up online, all the W's, phoenixfm.com. This song is out now.
There's something on your mind, you've done some reasoning. I don't know what it is, cause you're not speaking it. I guess I gotta figure out what it is, but I'm not telepathic and I can't read minds. If you're looking for a way out, no need to play these games. Just stop stressing me out before I go insane. You gotta tell me to my face, are you staying, are you going either way? Just tell me, yeah. Say just what you're feeling now.
Spit it out.
Stop with the confusion, yeah.
Spit it out.
Say just what you're feeling, cause I ain't gonna listen while you mess my mind. A glass of water or wine to open up a bit. You need to say something more than whatever, cause I won't hang around while you chew the fat.
Spit it out.
Say just what you're feeling now.
Spit it out.
Stop with the confusion, yeah.
Spit it out.
Say just what you're feeling, cause I ain't gonna listen while you mess my mind.
And I can hear the boys in the background. That's Graham Cuttle, Trevor Noonan, and also Al Vosper as well, who are on that track, wrote the track with Amy. It is a great track. Essex songwriting at its finest. And hopefully there might be even be a remix. There might even be a remix. We look forward to that. Just coming up to 10:30. I just had two little biscuits, so I feel quite energised. Oh, my God, yesterday. I've got to tell you what happened. I'm not going to tell you now. I'm going to build up to it. Here's the Backstreet Boys. Oh, my God, guess what happened? I'm not going to tell you. This is called No Place.
I've been to Paris, made my way down to Rome, seen the sun setting on the beach in Mexico, but I could care less, cause I was all alone, and there ain't no way to touch your body over the phone. I've been all around the world, done all there is to do, but you'll always be the home I wanna come home to. You're a wild night with a hell of a view. There ain't no place, ain't no place like you. There ain't no place, ain't no place like you. You're my daybreak, you're my California sun, you're my Memphis, New York, New Orleans, all rolled into one. In the city, the country, the mountains or the sea, wherever you are, baby, that's where I wanna be. I've been all around the world, done all there is to do, but you'll always be the home I wanna come home to. You're a wild
Shows coming up today on Phoenix FM. Bob Simpson's going to be up at 1 o'clock with 1 2 3. Plus, we've got the lovely Joe too.
Hi, join me, Joe Bailey, on Drive weekdays 3 till 6 p.m. with local events, Drive live sessions, classic and latest hits, independent artists, requests, features including guest the intro, interviews.
Hello,
buzzing.
Hiya,
thank you.
Hello,
hi Joe. 3 till 6 p.m. on Phoenix FM. See you there.
Blast it.
I took my breath away a little bit there. It's like Joe can't breathe to these people.
Still waiting, I'm feeling I just can't deny.
find a map and draw a straight line over rivers, farms and state lines. The distance from me to where you'd be, it's only fingerless that I see. I'd search the place where I'd find your face. My fingers in creases of distant dark places. I hang my coat up in the first bar. There is no peace that I've found so far. The laughter penetrates my silence as drunken men find flaws in silence. Their words mostly noises, ghosts with just voices. Your words in my memory are like music to me. The miles from where you are, I lay down on the cold ground. I pray that something picks me up and sets me down. After I've traveled so far, we'd set the fire to the third bar. We'd share each other like an island until exhausted, close our eyelids and dreaming pick up from the last place we left off. Your soft skin is weeping, a joy you can't keep it. The miles from where you are, I lay down on the cold ground. And I pray that something picks me up and sets me down.
Nice, I like that. Snow Patrol featuring Martha Wainwright with Set Fire to the Third Bar. Very nice. Now, yesterday I actually did a few things yesterday afternoon, because sometimes I'll shut, I feel very tired. Don't know why, I just do. I don't know why, because it's not physical. I'm waving my arms around, but I'm sat down for the majority of the show, but I felt quite, I always feel tired. So anyway, after the show, I actually had some stuff to take to the charity shop. So I had some a few little books and some clothes and stuff. I can't even remember what was in the box now, but I was like, nope, have it. I don't want to know. And as they were looking at the books, I went, oh, I could keep that one. No, can't keep it. Forget the tapas books. It's gone. Okay, so it's fine. So I've got loads more stuff for the charity. And then I posted off my friend's birthday present, which yesterday I had tried to post off without the address on it, which is not a very good thing to do, and got that sorted. And then I went and got some, I went and got some food. Did I go and get a little bit of food? Yeah, I got a little bit of food yesterday, only a tiny bit. I just like bread, because the thing is, I've got a supermarket that's local, but that you can't park there. You have to park a bit of a walkway, and I won't do it. So that's the end of that. So I can park quite near to the entrance where I go now, and I just got some bread. And I like having a trolley as well, sort of like, you know, falling onto that. And just had a little mooch. And I try and stay away from anything that's like super, I'm trying to stay away from processed kind of stuff. So I've got some nice chicken skewers and things like that, and some flatbreads. And I quite like flatbreads, so I'm going to probably have that for my tea tonight. Just thought I'd let you know. But when I got, but this yesterday morning, the exciting thing was, and I need to get to this part, is I'd ordered a piece of furniture. Now, this very rarely happens for me. And it arrived. They brought it in. It was huge. It was huge. It was about 6 foot tall and just covered in wrapping. So I spent about an hour yesterday sat there with a pair of scissors trying to cut off this, because it's like cardboard, so you've got to try and cut it. I have no proper things. So I did it in sections. I sort of sat there and tried to trim a bit, then went and sat down, then went back and did another bit, went and sat down, came back and did another bit. And in the end, I did it, and it was basically in the place that I wanted it. It's quite light, in fact, once all the packaging was off. And I just kept going over to it and opening the door and just smelling the newness of it. because I don't have new furniture. The furniture I've got in my front room came from my mum and dad's, and it was dark wood furniture, and I didn't want to get rid of it. It's not valuable in any way, shape or form. They'd had it a long time, but I painted a lot of it. I sanded the tops of the units, and I actually painted the units over a couple of weeks. And I love them. I did that, well, probably about four years ago, I think it is now, 3 years ago. And I've still got a dresser in a storage unit, actually, I'd like to do. And they're not valuable pieces of furniture. It's just nice to sort of up, you know, I was trying to upscale them or whatever you call them. You kind of like make them a bit more now. So to have a new piece of furniture, for me, was just a luxury. So this morning, even before I left for work, I went over and I touched the door on this little cupboard thing I've bought. And I opened it and I went, and I have a smell, and then shut the door. And I did that about 20 times last night. Every time I went into the kitchen or came back, I opened the door, went, and it's got that newness smell. I don't know if anyone else is like that. Maybe it's just me. Is it just me? It comes over and is smelling furniture. I don't know. Maybe. Brilliant song by Ed Rome on the A-list as well. It should be getting played all over the place. Well deserved. Well done, Ed. Local singer, songwriter, producer, multi-instrumentalist. Oh, he's got it all. And he's a singer. This is Ed Rome with The Vendetta.
You bring to me. love local radio because it's radio and it's local.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Now, there is a fundraiser for Phoenix FM organised by our very own Roy Tyzak, and it's called My Bluff, a Phoenix FM fundraiser at Navestock Village Hall, Navestock Side, Brentwood. A quiz night with a difference organised by Roy. Test your knowledge on unusual words and pit your wits against the experts. £20, including an evening meal, which I think is chicken and chips, and refreshments as well.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Copfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
EV Charging Systems, your local independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter.
winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Phoenix FM.
Now, I'm absolutely loving this next track. I first heard it on Bob Simpson's show, and I just think it's a really good version. It's the Beyoncé version of the Beatles classic, Blackbird, and I think this is the original guitar, and you can hear the foot tapping of Paul McCartney. So I think this is the original guitar of Paul McCartney, and she's done her version over the top.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly. All your life, you were only waiting for this moment to arise. You were only waiting for this moment to arise. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see.
To see
all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird. Singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly.
Learn to fly, learn to fly.
All your life, you were only waiting for this moment to arise.
You were only waiting for this moment to arise.
You were only waiting for this moment to arise.
Hi, I'm Bob Simpson, and I hope you can spend some time in my company every Wednesday from 1 to 3pm, when I'll be in the chair here at Phoenix FM for 1, 2, 3. I'll be keeping you up to date with all the goings-on in Brentwood and Billericay, playing the best music in town, talking to local people, and hopefully having a few laughs. Phoenix FM, true local radio for local people. See you Wednesday.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.